We've got an attendance representative, Parnell, Ivan, Kaler, Berkeley, Finkelstein. We had other items on the schedule today, but it's been whittled down to just the Ada Bill, Representative Choquette. So we'll hopefully have a very fast meeting. Representative Choquette, the closure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on this bill. I'll give a brief overview of the bill. Mr. Chairman, is that what you want?
No, we've already done that. We've already done that. We're just at the point now. I've got distributed to everyone March 19th memo from me going over the discussions we've had with Ada, and we have a 318 CS. It might be worth everyone reviewing that.
All right, Mr. Chairman, on number three, sir, I understand that's that doesn't apply now, number three on your memo.
Let me give you the new memo. Does he have...
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I would make myself available for any questions. I'd also like you to know that we do have some people from the industry on teleconference in Anchorage that can help me answer any questions that you might have, sir.
Okay, and I'd like, as soon as we get done with questions, I'd like to go to Mr. Scott first before we go to them. Representative Taylor.
I just had a question for the sponsor. Yeah. Are you aware of any testimony or any people appearing today that may be in opposition to this legislation? And if so, why would they? Why are they in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Taylor, no, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott, if you could join us.
Sure.
Go ahead.
If we could just try to limit our comments to the changes, and since we were up to, I think we've gone over the original bill. Everyone has a CS before us now. Any comments you want to make at this time, or just ask your questions?
I have none. I would be probably more uncomfortable with the $10 million because that's what we worked with. Based on the last 3 years, I don't have any trouble with the $4 million in that three-year period. I think we only had one situation where we would have a problem with that. It's something I think we can live with. If we can't, I'll be back next year to tell you.
Great. Okay. Representative Brown.
Thank you. Did you just say that there was only one deal in the last year that would have been over the $4 million?
Yes.
Okay. And is there an estimation of I'm curious what the workload would be in the legislature, the hours the legislature would have had to spend on that one deal, or what it would be in the future if we had to deal with these things?
I would think it would have not have been a big encumbrance on the legislature. But that would depend entirely on the extent to which the legislature wanted to become a loan committee.
I think
really, that's what it boils down to.
I think history shows that if you get a project like Red Dog, it is a fair amount of time, but it's massive. Mm. These smaller ones, you know, will be relatively minor. And most of them will need to go through legislature. So.
And then in the future, how many, for instance, in 1 year's time, how many deals would we as a legislature have to consider?
That's the complete unknown. I can't answer that because until they come in the door, we don't know what they are. I can conceive of having some, and I can also conceive of having none. And it's an absolute unknown. I'd like to give you a definitive answer, but I don't see a way.
We could note though that of the projects we examined, the 14 prospective projects in the future, only one of them fell into that category of being low closure.
Under 10 years. Yeah.
Any other questions, Representative Chair?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just on that point. It also. I'll pass.
Any other questions for Mr. Scott? We appreciate your joining us. We have a few people on teleconference, it appears. If they can try to make their comments as brief as possible, it would be of great assistance to the committee. The first is in Anchorage, Dick Engelberg. Dick, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Only here
Dan Sieverts and Dick Enberg there. Is there any questions any committee member wants to ask of them?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Sieverts, do you recall the language that we had put in the bill which prohibited anybody from getting a loan if they were involved in having not paid their previous loan to the state?
Yes, I do. I remember it very well.
Okay. On the proposed bill on page 3, it's proposed that they change that language in the location in the bill and put it over on page 2 between lines 23 and 28. Do you see that that changes the intent of our original effort in any way? They've added language which goes to the terminology now being used in the bill that's proposed to participation. And I am just curious or interested in knowing whether or not if that is that language has changed and this is shifted over to the other part of Section D.
Okay, I got it now. By the way, we don't have the 318 update here. But I don't think it has any effect at all in the intent of the legislation that was passed last year.
All right. Thanks, Jan. That's just what I wanted to know.
If it has any.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Any other questions for either of the witnesses? Representative Taylor.
Yeah. Is there any change in this CS other than changing from $10 million down to $4
million? There's also a change in the period that they reinstated for to 3 years.
So we would be sunsetting in 3 instead of 4 years?
No, we'd be sunsetting in 3 instead of never, instead of no sunset.
That's a sunset on ADA or on just this authority?
On the authority. The loan and bond authority.
10-4. Is that correct?
Just the authority, just the ability of the authority to issue bonds. That's correct. That's,
yeah.
If the original bill did not provide for a sunset, this provision does provide for a sunset June 30, 1995, which is not onerous, in my
opinion. Yeah, I guess my question then is, what testimony have we received? I thought I'd been here. What testimony have we received in opposition to the draft as received? I don't remember anything, any evidence coming before this committee that we should change from $10 million to $4 million or that we should put in a sunset provision. I don't think those are committee decisions. I think those are probably somebody's individual decisions, talking to somebody around here, but I've not heard a bit of testimony from anybody saying, gee, $10 million is bad and $4 million is somehow good.
Representative Taylor, the reason the legislature often puts in sunsets, as you know, is because there's a general feeling in the legislature, not based on testimony in individual bills, but that there ought to be periodic reviews. We don't necessarily have people before us saying that hairdressers got to be sunsetted and that sort of thing. I don't remember this committee ever any testimony on any of those, but we regularly sunset bills. It's an arguable point, I agree. It's not automatically the only way to do it, but I think it's a reasonable thing to do, and it's why we have this issue before us today. There are changing times. ADA's got a very good track record, a bright future, but it's not a completely clear future. Who knows what's going to be the next step out there? 3 years from now, ADA may have assumed a whole new role, which probably will be totally in sync with the legislative intent at the time, and it'll get extended. But there's a chance that that won't be the case. There's a chance that the agency will take a new direction, or the legislature will take a new direction. That's all the sunsets are. I'm not arguing here anything specific about the about this particular sunset. It's just a sunset provision. And the same applies to the $10 million and $4 million. It's generally a feeling around among legislators that the bigger financial decisions we ought to be keeping within our realm, and there's certain ones we can delegate. And the $10 million was a guess at what that right level was. What I did, based on information I gathered from ADA and others, is try to figure out where the most proper differentiation was. So we looked at all the projects that ADA has been involved with in the past, and we looked at all the projects that they have out there possibly on the table in the future, and we tried to find where, what's the level you could put that differentiation in that and not cause them to send any, you know, large number or significant number of new projects to the legislature. It turned out to be around $4 million, and we worked with them and tried to, you know, find a figure that was suitable there. The arguments laid out in this memo as to how many of the projects fit under that, I don't see it as any significant constraint on the agency. I do see it as a continued protection for legislative control over the budget, and that's the level that this occurs at.
Yeah, okay.
Representative Ivan?
Mr. Chairman, just out of curiosity, could the safeguard, you know, I'm tending to favor $10 million. Maybe not from my ignorance, but by the fact that it's been there in the past, don't we have the, I believe we have, I understand we have the annual report by ADA each year. And if we had any concerns for control, could we not at any time through statute make those changes when possible? Is that available every year if I understand the process right?
We can, but of course, it's the legislative process works so that while it's easy to block bills, it's nearly impossible to pass bills, and that's sort of how the system has worked out over time. So sunsets are set up so that a review becomes required, and the same with limitations on spending, they become necessary, so you have to look at them. We're forcing ourselves to look at the bigger projects. The important thing here is that, and Mr. Scott can correct me if I'm wrong, there's never been a project that the legislature's turned down. When ADA brings projects before us, and I may be wrong in this, at least the vast majority of them we've approved, and my memory is not long enough to remember any that we've disapproved. The reason is because ADA brings us good projects, and the legislature approves them. Is that generally correct, Mr. Scott?
Well, that's correct. Our feeling has always been, and our policy internally is that if the project doesn't pass our scrutiny and have our support, it certainly isn't going to get yours.
Right. And we haven't seen independent entities coming and lobbying us, say, get this project approved and force it down ADA's throat. You know, we depend on the ADA recommendation, and once we have it, we've always given our stamp of approval as well. Mm-hmm. Representative Breckers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to admit I was somewhat torn when I saw the $4 million instead of $10 million, because I'm not a banker. I don't think many of us want to be, and I have a respect for the professionals in that industry as making wise decisions on investments and selling bonds. I respect that ability. And my other concern too was that having to wait if there were many projects online, having to wait till January for the session to convene and till the end of the session for approval to be given, so I could see a setback in time on projects, you know, of at least a year, if not 2 years, on many projects, just because of the waiting for the legislative process to end. I am relieved, though, from the backup material that was provided, that there aren't that many loans between the $4 and the $10 million mark, or it appears to not be that many.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Bruffin, that is true based on the last 3 years' experience. Prior to that, I don't have a specific history on it.
Mm-hmm. And if something were in the works right now, when this was passed, then it would stop being in the works. I mean, you'd have to wait.
Right.
Well, you had said that.
Beg pardon?
Anything in the future. I mean, if you were working on something right now, a package right now, it would come to a stop.
Well, that's correct. It mm-hmm. It would have to be able to survive long enough to be initiated after the next legislative session. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that's
true.
Thank you. See, I'm concerned about that. So, Mr. Chair, I'm torn, to be truthful with you on the amendment.
Representative Parnell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the previous record, do you have any loans that have been in default? 4 to 10 range for any participation that has come back where you've had to...
Oh, yes, during the terrible 80s, there were loans that had been made in the early 80s and, that certainly we had default situations that the entire banking industry did, and we were not immune from by any means.
Between the 4 and 10 range or under the 4 range? Or
all ranges. Yeah, the entire range. I could get statistics like that for you.
I wouldn't want to hold it up just because of that, but I would like to have the statistics, Mr. Chairman.
Interestingly, I just made a note to myself to do that. You made me curious.
Yeah. I'm comfortable with the $10 million range personally, and frankly, I would. You know, if you want to sunset it, fine, but I don't really see any value in sunsetting it. But, you know, if that's what they like to do, that's fine. Frankly, $10 million is a comfortable range. It's been a comfortable range, with the exception of the down market that we talked about. Thank you.
Representative.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move CS for House Bill Number 417 be moved from committee with individual recs.
Can we adopt? I'll take it as a motion to move the CS with, or to adopt the CS. Is there objection? No objection. It's adopted. It's also a motion to move the. Let me check first. Is there anyone else who wants to testify on this bill before we complete action?
I realize it's my motion. I might just speak.
Let me just clarify the motion. The motion has been made to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations. Representative Taylor.
Yeah, and that is CS for House Bill Number 417, 7LS176. Whatever that goofy wiggly thing is.
It's
7J, I guess it is. BJ.
Okay, is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Okay, hear no objections to that, please. Any other business to come before the committee today? If not, thank you, Mr. Garvey. We appreciate your help.
Thank you.